This week the parasha begins Vayar Bolak ben Tzippor Eskola she'osa Yisrael le'emoyri, explains the Rebbe, Rebbe Elimelech Melezhensk, in the Noam Elimelech, he explains as follows, Vayar Bolak, what does that mean? Bolak saw, what did he see? And he explains that Bolak was scared. Bolak was scared because he understood that the only way to get Klal Yisrael to stumble, to fall, to curse, was to use the koyach of peh, the koyach of the mouth. Because he understood that their koyach, the koyach of Klal Yisrael, was in their dibur, was in their speech, was in their tefillah. And that was the only way to get Klal Yisrael, and that was the whole episode with Bilam, backwards and forwards, that we find in this parasha. Should I curse them? Should I not curse them? Should I go? Hashem says yes, then he said no, backwards and forwards. There's that constant idea of cursing through the mouth, because that's the only way to get Klal Yisrael, because the koyach of Klal Yisrael is through the mouth, through the peh, through speech. God's greatest gift to humanity is the power of intelligent speech. When the Rabbeinu Shlomo blew the breath of life into Adam HaRishon, he made him into a ruach memala, a creature of speech. That's what makes us different to an animal. But if we don't know how to use our speech in the correct way, then we're no different to any animal. There's a famous story with the Chofetz Chaim and the Dibuk that attached himself to a body, and he went into a body of a girl, and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was there, and he asks the Dibuk, how can you speak such terrible things, the language that you're using, the things you're talking about? How can you speak like this? You're in Shemaim, you're in the next world. You're no longer in this world. And the spirit answered back. He said, because a person that speaks that way in this world, it's very hard to stop, even in the next world. And that's a very scary thing, because it shows us that the way we use our mouth down here is possibly the way we use our mouth in the next world, in the Olam HaEmes. The Arvei Nachal writes in Parashas Bereishis, he says, how does a person know if he's a Ben Olam Haba? Says the Arvei Nachal, you understand by looking about what he talks about. Just imagine if we would take a tape recorder and we would tape ourselves on a daily basis and we would play it back. Would we be embarrassed by that taping, or would we be happy to hear it and others to hear it as well? This week's parasha, Parashas Bolak, teaches us that the koyach of Klal Yisrael is in our dibur, is in our speech. The way we speak has to be refined, because that's what makes us different than an animal. Have a wonderful Shabbos.